Good morning.
It is the first Saturday of the month. And of course, that means you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show. Wendy is a true clairvoyant who has been in practice for over 30 years. She has been on hundreds of TV and radio shows throughout the years. Wendy has made many amazing predictions in the media, which have came true. Wendy Powers is not only a world-renowned psychic, she is also a spiritual minister, radio talk show host, writer, speaker, teacher, and a writer for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as phone lines fill up quickly with a request for a live psychic mini reading. That number again to call in for a mini reading is 646-378-0378. Stay tuned in for one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
Many people have known me for that, and that is because Wendy Powers is the name that I use for my readings, but I was once known in the media as Wendy Nugent. So those of you who are seeking me, and I've had many of my clients from the past, from 25, 30 years ago, saying now we have this wonderful, magical thing called the internet. They've been searching for me, and so they've been looking for Wendy Nugent. And so I decided to add Nugent to my name that I use currently, which is Wendy Powers. So if you see that, don't be confused, but I wanted to tag that in to all of my my website and into all of the things that I do, so that those that have known me from many years ago and seeking me out will know that's me. And because unfortunately the face changes through the years, and they may not recognize me that way. And I do have a wonderful website that you can go into, and it explains a little bit more about me. But moreover, it gives you information on how you can get a full one-hour reading with me. It gets very detailed, and I highly suggest people record it. So again, you'll see in there Wendy Powers Nugent. And something new that I added is actually I earned it, which is an ordained Christian minister, but it's a spiritual Christianity. And I don't want that to, cut out any group of people that believe in God or the highest of spiritual energies and being, because the highest spiritual beings don't really have an identity, don't really have a name. This is the oneness of our energy. But we kind of like to put ourselves in categories when we're on the earthly plane. So, that's the category I'm in. But what the wonderful thing about that is that I can actually marry people now, and I have been doing that. And what I really love to do for anybody who is, going through a difficult time of losing a loved one is that I like to minister over and help your loved one go into light. I call it the ascension into the light ceremony. And it's a beautiful ceremony. I have done this in the past. And I know we do celebration of life, which is a great thing to do because that's what it should be, a celebration of life. But sometimes we need to help the soul, ascend into the light. And that's what I hope to be able to do more for others. I mean, many times when I tune in on the show or in a reading, people want to tune into their loved ones that have passed to the other side. And in doing so, they often wonder, what are they doing? Are they okay over there? You know, are they stuck? Are they in a, you know, kind of a limbo here on the earthly plane? What can I do to help them go into the light? And so the celebration of life is good, but we want to also bring them into the ascension, into the light. Sometimes souls choose to stay to help you, you know, or, you know, whoever is left behind, to get through some difficult times. Being on the earthly plane is a very difficult place to be. When we're here on the earthly plane, we are going through our path of, on, you know, whatever that path may be, our course that we chose, and it can come with some very difficult things. You know, we call it karma, but it's also new things. It's not just past things. I mean, sometimes we create new things in the current life, and, you know, we get ourselves into, you know, some real situations, you know. I mean, for instance, I was, when I was a young child, I was only about 10 years old, and I was at camp. And I had a sister, my younger sister, she's been on the show with me before. She does numerology and tarot, and she's a wonderful psychic herself. And so, but at that time, she's my 3 years younger, you know, at the time, mischievous younger sister. Anyway, I thought she had jumped into the lake at the camp and off the pier. And the camp, I had a long pier, and the lake was 10 feet deep, and I didn't see her come up. She dove into the water, did not see her come up. Well, the little stinker was underneath the deck, the pier, you know, giggling, but I didn't hear her giggle, and thinking that she was playing a trick on me. Meantime, I'm taking this seriously, because as you all know, if you're an older sibling, you're responsible if she's dead. I was more worried about, I'm going to get in trouble because she's dead. than anything else. So I, you know, sucked it up, took a deep breath, and dove as deep as I could. And I got into the water, and I was so deep, and I'm looking around. I was pretty good at going underwater at the time with my eyes open and couldn't see her anywhere. Next thing I know, I don't know which way's up. And, you know, and it's like, it's true. You're down there. The light goes through an infraction in it. You know, you just don't even know where the top is, and because of the way the light is, you know, coming in all different angles. And so, but even as a child, I was always tuned into to higher spirit, and I've had many, many interesting stories on that. But I heard very loudly, very clearly, which I today I think it was a grandmother that had passed on. I did not know her because she passed on before I was born. But I described it later to my mother, and that's what she thought. But anyway, just said, do a dead man's float, which is totally relaxed. Anybody who knows what that is, you're just totally relaxed. You're kind of on your tummy and letting your limbs just totally relax. And then she said, slowly let the air out of my lungs, because it really hurts when you're holding your air too long. It starts to feel like your chest is going to explode and you're going to want to burst out your air, and then you would surely drown because water would rush back into your lungs and you would unfortunately drown. So I did. I went into this dead man's float and I let the air just slowly out of my mouth, and next thing I know, I floated to the top. But my grandmother, or the higher spirit, told me exactly what to do. I was 10. Nobody ever told me to do that. That was knowledge that came from a spirit who was communicating with me. And that's what sometimes is going back to, and yes, I gave my sister help about that when I got onto the pier. But, you know, it stayed with me. And sometimes spirit needs to stay around. Or, you know, you may not hear from, you know, that spirit for, you know, ever. I never even knew my grandmother. And yet she wanted to stay around in this earthy plane and kind of watch over these grandchildren she never knew and probably some other people. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing. So she was there for me when I got myself into kind of a little situation. So it isn't that, you know, I wasn't meant to die at that time, and, you know, and she was trying to bring me up. And that's an interesting thing, too, when I tune into people for a reading, and I never know what's going to come through because everybody is, they got different life paths. You know, when I don't ask questions when I'm doing my readings, you know, my one-hour reading in my office or on the phone if I'm doing a phone reading. I just let it flow through me because that's where you're at. That's what your need is. And I'll tune into a spirit that somebody that might have died 10, 20 years ago all of a sudden shows up in the reading and wants to be heard, has a message. And I'll have my clients say, oh, my goodness, that I haven't thought about that person forever. Why is that person coming into my reading? You know, they're almost aggravated by it because it's like it's something that happened many years ago. But there's no time on the other side. You know, we don't have that same kind of linear time passage that happens here in the earthly plane. In fact, there's really no time. We decide there's time and we, you know, kind of incremented it out in a linear fashion. But if truth be known, there really isn't that time. You know, there's it's just all, you know, an existence in the now. So, you know, spirit looks at life, I guess, or the increment of time so much differently. But if you're going through something and they needed something to say to you, like with my grandmother talking to me when I was a 10-year-old child, yet I never knew her, that sometimes they come through. They need to talk to you. They need to reach in and communicate with you. So I'm talking about mediums, I guess, in that respect. I'm kind of just all over the place today. But you know, mediums can't conjure up the spirit. If you go to a medium and say, you know, I want to talk to my husband who passed or my child who passed or my mother who passed or whatever, you know, they can't call on those spirits. You know, what they do is they just allow whatever spirit might come through to speak to you if they choose to, because they may be in ascension. They may be in the light. They may be getting ready to reincarnate. They may be already reincarnated. You don't know where that soul's path had gone. So you may want that. You may need that. You may want to communicate, but a medium is just that. She's the intermediator between you and spirit world, but the spirit may not be there for them to communicate. So it's kind of like, you know, calling somebody up and, you know, they're not there, so you have to leave a voicemail. And so that's the way that works. So, you know, it's like if you watch, like many people watch the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, and she's so fun to watch. You know, she gets a group of people in front of her. She doesn't each individually say, well, who do you want to communicate with? Or she doesn't say, you know, I'm going to communicate, you know, stand up, I'll tune into somebody for you. She just gets whatever spirit's coming to her, and then the spirit directs her to go talk to somebody. And that's what happens when I'm doing a reading on a one-to-one or in a group. You know, it's when you're dealing with spirit, you got to do what they want, you know, and they come to you. You don't go to them. And so that's a very important distinction. And, you know, when you're dealing with the psychic, and my article this month in November in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide deals with what is the difference between a psychic and a medium. And then there's a combination, a psychic medium, which is what I am. And you kind of just let it, you know, flow through you whatever way it is, and you find your medium. And we will be talking more about how you find your own, you know, direction. And I will be doing some classes in the future here too, teaching you how to open up that channel to the other side to talk to spirit and also to fine-tune your psyche. Now, and I will, by the way, be taking your call. And if you call up the station and talk to my producer, Courtney, and get in the queue, we already have many people in the queue, but I do want to cover our topic today, which is basically the difference between a psychic and a psychic medium and just a medium. Well, just, I shouldn't say that. That's a phenomenal thing to be a medium. And call the show at 646-378-0378. And you'll get into the queue, that's 646-378-0378, and get in the queue, and I will be taking your questions. But to go back to our topic, And again, this is in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, the article I wrote in November. What is the difference between the medium and the psychic? I kind of covered what a medium is in the sense of how they tune in. But a medium doesn't necessarily look at your life path. Like I speak of Teresa because she's the most, you know, watched out there right now, Teresa Caputo from the Long Island Medium. But, you know, she doesn't do life path work. She just tunes into spirit that comes to her. And, like, again, the spirit guides her to where she's going. She doesn't even go beyond, you know, what the spirit needs to share with her because that's her channel. That's where she developed her psyche. It kind of came to her or her insights to the other side. A psychic, on the other hand, tunes into your life path. That's something I did very naturally from the time I was a very young child. I had no idea what I was doing, but there it was, you know, from the time I could, you know, open my mouth, I you know, had things to say. You know, I knew when, you know, things were happening. In fact, when I was, oh gosh, I was probably again in my 12th year of my life, 11th, 12th, the word got around that I could tune in to what's going on in people's lives. I knew when people were having affairs. I knew when, you know, kids were going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. I knew when parents were going to be split up. I mean, it was amazing things that just kind of blurted out of my mouth. You know, uncontrolled, too. I didn't learn, you know, that there are certain things that you say and don't say, and you just don't blurt everything out. But at that time, it just came through. I didn't know any different, so I just blurted stuff out. But people would line up. I mean, I'll remember the summer of my 11th year. I sat on the porch, and people were literally lining up, talking to me, you know, like I was a prophet or something. I mean, I had gone to churches. I mean, I was always walking from one church to another church because, you know, I was always trying to figure out what was going on with me. I didn't really know it was different, but I didn't understand all this attention. And people would come up and they wanted to know about their health or they wanted to know about, you know, and I would just talk to them. I mean, it was just, they didn't even sometimes ask me anything. This is when I learned that it just comes through me. You know, I mean, it was a kind of a tough year, but yet a very enlightening year for me. And my mother would come out and she'd say, "What's going on?" And I told her. Now, luckily, I had an enlightened mother. So she didn't, you know, look down on this. She just got to a point where she said, "Well, you people better be out of here by, you know, 4 p.m. You know, but it was amazing. And sometimes there would be only 3 or 4. Sometimes there would be 20. I mean, I just never knew. It was the most bizarre summer of my life. Then after that, Father forbid people to come around. So, and he carried quite a force behind him, so people didn't come around the next summer. He had enough. But it just kind of flows through naturally. Now, a psychic looks at your life path. That means the things you chose to come into this world with. You know, the karma that you carry, which means the lessons that you have yet to learn, the things that you had not learned or created in another life. You did things that you needed to go, whoops, I have to repeat that class or that lesson. And so you come into this life with kind of a preset things that you have to learn. It's like going to school and you go, I have to learn math. So you choose the subject math. And I was kind of not really good at trigonometry, so I have to make sure that I get focused on and have more help in trigonometry. But then when you're in the class, you either do extremely well because you pay attention, you learn the lessons, you get your work done, or you just, you know, throw spitballs and doodle in your notebook. That's what happens in life. You know, you're going to throw spitballs and you know, kind of, you know, do doodlings on your notebooks of things. You're not learning. You're not evolving. You know, and then you blame everybody for the fact that you haven't moved forward, and then you become bitter, and then you create new karma, you know, and that goes into another life. Well, a psychic looks at where you're at in your life path. Where are you, and what did you learn? What are you supposed to be learning? And, you know, very often when people go to a psychic, they're having problems in some area of their life. Usually it's love life or money, but, you know, it can be a lot of things. There's health, I mean, children, I mean, there's many things that they feel stuck. So a good psychic will look at your life path and say, well, this is where you're at and this is where you're going. Now, does that mean that there's no, when you're looking at the future, that there's no mutability to, you know, your choices? Well, absolutely. That's the wonderful thing about going to a psychic. I think a psychic is, you know, very much, you know, a very highly intuitive, you know, therapist. You know, you don't go to a therapist if you're not going to change behavior. You're going there not to just dump your problem. You're going there to learn how to better make choices. Well, the same thing with a psychic. You go to them. They see what's going on, and they go to that, you know, your higher self, your karma. They see what's happening, what you're doing to kind of get yourself all stuck up, you know, in the muck or the quicksand of your life. And they're able to say, well, if you continue going this way, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And usually, unfortunately, it does when I'm doing a reading, because people get so caught up in feeling less empowered. They don't ever take that power and realize that once they have information, they can make different choices if they don't like it. You know, it's like when you're sitting in that math class, you can decide, hey, you know, I don't want to fail this class, so I know that I'm on that track, so I'm going to hire a tutor, and I'm going to really work hard, and now I made a better choice, and I'm going to graduate, and I'm going to go on into a good life. And it's the same kind of thing in life, and when you go see a psychic, they will say, well, you know, at the rate you're going, they, you know, I don't use that terminology, but I go, where you're at now in life, these are the things that are going to happen. And then, you know, people will call me and say, Wendy, everything you said did come true. And then every now and then you get a person who calls up and says, well, you know, this didn't happen yet. And they go, okay, well, let's tune in where you're at now. And then you see that they kind of changed their course a little bit, you know, and because they were enlightened by your last reading. So there's certain things that you come into this world to do and to complete. And, you know, and that's going to happen. Those are the framework of your life, and a psychic will be able to tune into that. But how you get through that framework, you know, it can be either be first class or it can be coach right over the wing, you know, rough and loud. You know, so you're going through life in maybe a more enlightened way when you see a psychic, or you develop your own psyche and trust it. You tune into God and the highest of spiritual beings. Which goes back to my talking about being a minister, and that I enjoy giving people an understanding and kind of introduce them to God and their highest of spiritual beings. Here we are. We're not alone on this earth. We're not walking the earth, you know, just running into difficulty after difficulty, you know, and we're getting beat up. We actually have power. And that's part of what, you know, when Jesus can't walk the earth, he was trying to get us to understand that we are empowered. Don't ask him what's going on. He said, go to God, go to my Father, our Father, who art in heaven. And so it's like we tune in and we can find out what's our direction. What do we do? How do we empower ourselves? We can heal ourselves. We can change the destiny of our life. We can even, you know, do amazing miracles, which are, you know, we have to kind of allow ourselves to be open to that. And that's, you know, what, you know, prophets came here to try to share with us. So that's what a psychic does. Now, we talked about mediums and psychics. Now, there are people like myself who are psychic mediums. And it just kind of, you know, happens. Some people are just natural and they go, well, I didn't know there was a difference. I do both. But there are many people that don't do both. They have a hard time, you know, especially mediums, you know, but they're very content with where they're at because that's their destiny to help you in that way. You know, it's like a doctor, you know, you have different, you know, specialties. You know, you can be very intuitive. You can be incredibly psychic and a higher spiritual energy on this earth trying to help other people. But you chose a specialty, you know, it's, and that's, you know, what that happens. And you may not have consciously chose it. It chose you. But you can certainly evolve it to both. The advantages of tuning into both are obvious, but not necessarily. You know, people tend to get kind of caught up with what I went back to earlier, that you can tune into any spirit, anytime, anywhere. No, you can't. And so don't beat yourself up with that. It's better to develop your psyche and then allow spirit to come through and be open to that. And they are two different channels in a sense. in your higher consciousness, and you just got to be aware of those different, I guess, channels, you know. But it's something that comes just very naturally. I know Courtney, my producer, she's had it since she was a very young child, and she, you know, we've had a lovely conversation before in her past. And she was very aware of all things. And that it's a thing with what we call indigo children, or people that were born from a higher consciousness that are here to help other people. And they're just kind of having to go through this life themselves, too. They got to figure out, you know, what path they have to go on and to get that higher consciousness and awareness to other people. But it usually comes when you're if you're in that point of being a teacher. It comes to you when you're very young. And, you know, like I said, I know Courtney, my producer, had gone through a lot of that when she was young and still developing that. And then just finding your sea legs on this earthly plane, trying to figure out what direction you're going in to help people with what is naturally yours in your higher consciousness. It's again, like what Jesus was trying to explain and help with the disciples. And then the other aspect of, you know, you saying, well, I don't know if I have all that going on. I don't know if I have, you know, that attunement. And, well, you're here to learn. You're here to evolve. Your next life, you may be like myself and people like Courtney and others that will come through. And in the next life, it'll just be there. It'll just be natural. It'll just, you know, it's you're ready. You know, you've graduated. You just now have to share that, and that's what a teacher's job is. And being a teacher is difficult because sometimes students just don't get their, I guess, their empowerment. They don't understand that they have control of the development of their abilities, and that's where the disciples, when we go back to, you know, when Jesus was trying to explain to the disciples, you can do anything I can do. You just have to trust, you have to believe, you have to, you know, realize that it's there, it's in you. And that's what myself and other people like me are doing. They're trying to get you to trust in your higher self, your higher consciousness, so that you will evolve. So, you know, it may come whatever way it comes, psychic, medium, spiritual, whatever way it may come, we develop it. You may not reach the development level that myself or others like myself are in this life, but that does not mean you shouldn't evolve yourself in another life. It will be there, or in the in-between lives, you will expand tremendously and come back as a teacher if you choose, or you may come back as a guide, whatever you are, always empowered. And the interesting revelation of it all, it's always there. It's just allowing your faith, your consciousness, to accept that you are connected. It is all part of who you are. It is, you are one with God and the highest of spiritual beings. You are. You are all right now. It's just that we get blinded, and that's why we choose to be on the earthly plane so we can learn, because we kind of shut ourselves off from that so we can go through these experiences to learn and evolve through love and fear and all this stuff to enlighten and trust in our higher consciousness even more. It's, you know, it comes with going back to the, comparison to school. You know, there's kids that they have the same brain as another child. You know, you might have different talents, but you have, a very fully functional brain. But some excel and some don't. And some choose to be distracted. Some choose to get caught up in some emotional thing that they need to work through. And some have things happening to them that are negative, and they they're learning survival skills. And there's many different things that go on that we choose to experience as souls so that we can be more evolved and be able to then help people going through this experience. And that's a whole other show, which I don't have time in this show to get to, because I want to get to calls today and tune in to you. But, you know, why did we choose to go through this whole earthly experience? If we're all these higher evolved souls, if we're part of this oneness, if we're part of the God consciousness, why do we go through this experience? You know, we hear that, you know, all about, well, we got to learn, we got to, you know, be, you know, evolve and so on. But why? And that's another wonderful show, and I'll explain. I've been actually, those of you who've heard my show before or know of me, I've actually been clinically dead. I was clinically dead three times in the hospital in 1986, but one time I was so dead. I wasn't even mostly dead. I was so dead. My core temperature was down to 72. And I was cyanotic, and I was I was actually out of ICU. I was in a surgery. I was in the, you know, where they hold you to, you know, and then they put me in a regular room. I was in a semi-private room, and that's when I went cyanotic. And that's another miracle, which I'll talk about another time. It'll take up the rest of the hour, and I don't want that. But the point being is that my doctor saw my energy leave my body and go into somewhere. He said it went up. I felt it all, knew it all, talked to two other beings. They looked like orbs, you know, like they were total, you know, sphere-like orbs, with full of energy. And it was just an amazing experience. And the transition was so easy to do, and you know, and I was in this energy too, and so it's like I'm not only aware of it on a conscious level from experiencing in an earthy experience being a human being, but I understand the universe because I retouched in and was reminded of the spiritual, who we are, who the true energy that we are. And when I went through this death experience, and the doctor saw me come back into my body, so that was amazing. And you know, there's a doctor who went through this experience, the only doctor I've ever, or anybody I should say, ever had the same experience I did. And I, again, this is another show, and I don't want to get into this too much. But his name is Dr. Alexander, and he wrote a book called Proof of Heaven. He's a neurologist, and he actually went through a death experience. Now, neurologists are the ones that usually say, oh, well, that was, you know, it was like dreaming. You know, you were just having a delusion within your mind. You really didn't go through a death experience. But he's the only one that I ever heard about or read about that were met by these orbs or this higher, you know, concentrated sphere of energy. And then the story parallels in several ways to my own. And he wrote his, gosh, I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago. And I had my experience back in 1986. So it wasn't like I was influenced by him, and I'm sure he wasn't influenced by my experience. These are true experiences. And that's what we're trying to bring together. You know, and why are we in this mess of life sometimes? What are we going through all this? What are we learning? What is the joy that we should be in while we're here? And because we can go through just amazing experiences, terrible experiences too, horrible physical experiences, emotional experiences on the earthly plane, and we can get kind of feeling defeated. So we want to understand more about, you know, why are we going through this and where are we going and what's the purpose of all this? And, you know, how do I become more aware of the consciousness of one and of God? So anyway, all those are big subjects, too big to get into in a small hour. So, but that's the article that I wrote about. And for those of you who don't get the magazine, you know, either, you know, and you, by the way, you can subscribe to it too, but, you know, you can go to your health food store. Sometimes they're in doctor's offices. They're at, you know, grocery stores or at churches. They're all over the place. The guide is delivered, you know, all over the metro area. So if you pick one up, you know, there's a lot of wonderful people in there, with also offering many insights to why we're on this earth and have some very good things and articles and in it. But you can go online, you know, and if you go to www.bodymindspiritguide.com, bodymindspiritguide.com, you can see the virtual magazine. You don't have to run around trying to find it, and you'll see it. And the neat thing, too, like in my article here in the November issue has some pictures that don't come out well in print because, well, they're of spirit. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, it doesn't photograph as well. I mean, I've got the photograph, the original, where you can see it, but in the print, it's a little more difficult. But if you go online and you go into the online virtual magazine, BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, and you go to my article, and the name of my article this month is Can a Psychic Also Be a Medium? And you will see, I really pushed the envelope in getting pictures into this article because there was just so much space. But you can see these pictures much easier. They're much clearer when you go through the virtual magazine. And there's a spirit coming downstairs, which is actually a famous picture of a spirit, but you can see it. And then there's a picture of me when I was speaking at Corinthians Church in Jackson, Michigan. And I got several amazing pictures of me with a spirit that came through, different spirits that came through. And Reverend Connie Price took the pictures while I was speaking at her church. And, you know, she did it on her iPhone. She couldn't mess with it. She was standing right in front of everybody. She didn't Photoshop it, nothing else. I mean, these were real. It just blew my mind. And the one that, unfortunately, that we put into this article, and I looked at the print, and you couldn't see it. But on my shoulder, when you look at the article, you'll see I'm speaking. I got a microphone in my hand. And behind me, off my shoulder, is the profile of a man with his, you know, dark hair and very clearly a profile. Well, I was doing a reading on a lady in the audience at the time this picture was taken, and I was picking up on the fact that her husband passed too, we were talking about it, but her son had committed suicide, and he was, I felt, you know, confined, and I could see prison bars. Well, in this, and again, even in this, you can't see it, but there were prison bars in front of this picture. I'll have to post these to my website. So I talked to her about his message, and he said he didn't regret it because he was going to be stuck there the rest of his life. And, you know, so she was shown this picture because as I'm speaking about it, I didn't know Connie was taking the picture. And she went over and, Reverend Connie took the picture over to the lady that we were talking to, and she said, "Do you know this person?" She said, "That's my son." Very distinctly, she knew that didn't just kind of look like her son. It was her son, and he looked just like him. So spirit can be photographed. I mean, it's just amazing. So, you know, people sometimes say, well, you're just maybe tuning into their mind, or you're just reading a person's mind or their emotional base, and you just picked up on that, and that's really what you got, you know, and you're just saying something that will comfort them. There's proof, you know, there is spirit coming through, and it isn't always easy to speak to the physical world. And it was this photograph. This is one of several photographs that Reverend Connie Price took. And by the way, I just want to say this. I spoke there a few times. It's a beautiful portal that's almost like a vortex where this church is at. It's called Corinthians. I think it's the Corinthians Church or Corinthian Center. I'm sorry for that, but it's a beautiful old church in Jackson, and you look it up. But you'll go in there, you'll feel the energy, and they do wonderful spiritual work there and healing. They do a lot of healing, and it's an amazing place. So look that up. Reverend Connie Price has this gift to be able to take pictures, even with her iPhone, and capture spirit trying to communicate. So it's real. It's there. So anyway, we are going to move to the phone. Thank you for letting me talk for a while and waking me up. I had a hard time waking up this morning. I have no idea why. I must have gone into the other side for a little while I was asleep because I woke up unusually late. So this helped me wake up a little bit. Okay, so we are going to take some calls, and I just need for you to tell me your name, and we're going to go to Cindy. Cindy, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Thank you for being patient and listening to all of our information that came through today.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And where are you calling from, Cindy?
I'm calling from Milford, Michigan.
Okay. Let me just tune into you. Now, I know that you have some issues with your kids, but did you have four kids in the house? Three.
I have two of my own and two from my son, my husband.
Oh, okay, that's the four. Okay. Because I have four kids, but there's I see a clash or anger going on.
Yes, there is.
You know, just, you know, difficulty. But if it is between them, you know, it's not just, you know, like they're acting up because they're going through that time, you know, of, you know, teenage and craziness. I mean, there's just like an anger. And, you know, and it doesn't seem to be any, it's like over crazy. So I'm picking up on many different things. It's difficult to do it in just a few minutes because I see some of it comes from resentment. But the husband is like standing back and not getting in, as involved. You know, is one of these your son and the other one his daughter that seems to be clashing mostly?
No, the one that's clashing is my oldest son.
Uh-huh.
He's clashing with me with his wife.
Oh, that's where the woman comes in. Okay, sorry.
Correct.
That wouldn't make sense. But there's also a daughter on that's in the household that's also causing some problems. They may not be clashing with, you know, this situation because there's more than one problem going on in this household.
Okay.
You know, and you know that too. I mean, it's kind of frustrating. Now, your son and his wife, you know, one thing I got to tell you, and you probably know this already, is that you can't take sides, and you can't get involved in this, really. Do you know if she was pregnant or she's...
She is pregnant.
Yeah, because I saw pregnant, but she's been having some difficulty with the pregnancy because I was feeling that, you know, we have to try our best to not let any stress hit, you know, really surround her. Because, you know, she's not in, I just see this pregnancy as being kind of stressful, you know, on her physically. She can be, you know, emotionally, you know, people can get a little bipolar sometimes, you know, from hormones. And difficulties can happen, but I really do feel that she's going through a difficult pregnancy. Have you noticed that her emotional base is a little bit, kind of difficult to deal with?
Oh, she's been very difficult to deal with. They live in Alabama, so the distance is even more so.
Right. Which is helpful in a one way, you know,
correct.
Right there. But on the other hand, they have some issues financial too. By the way, your son's starting a different job or something within his company. There's a change in the job, which is actually going to be for the better. Did he go through almost like it felt like a change? But it's because he did some training or education that kind of helped him, but
it could be. We've been estranged for since about June. I have not had any contact with them.
All right. Because I was looking at 4 months, so that would make sense. So what's your question on this? Because I could, this is a full reading, girl. You know that. I mean, this is...
I know, and I would
not an easy... and this is not an easy... you know, give it a quick answer kind of thing. And I don't mean to try to get you to come in and talk to me. It's just that I'm seeing the layers of problems here and know that these two are also going through problems with themselves, not just with you.
Right.
Because I see the relationship between the son and the daughter-in-law going through some issues. But you haven't talked to them enough to really understand what's going on.
Right. They won't talk. You know? They won't open up. And, you know,
right.
I've had some health issues myself, and they've
right.
been ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a licensed counselor, but I don't practice as one, and I haven't found a full-time job as one. And I think that's probably because of the muddling and of what I've been going through, that I can't help someone if I'm a mess.
Well, that's not necessarily true, and I'll just say this about that. Because,
okay.
You know, again, you know, you've got a very complicated life. It's been complicated since you were very young. I mean, it just seems to kind of compound each other, you know, from the marriages to, you know, the kids to this situation and your own issues. And so your life is too big, like I said, to put it in a few minutes. But I will say this. My life goes through stuff, too. You know, I do counseling. I'm not a licensed counselor such as yourself, but I feel that I have, a counseling kind of job because mm-hmm. a therapist kind of job because of what mm-hmm. I do. But I can tune in and talk to people and empower people and bring to them an enlightenment, but still be going through crap in my own life. I mean, because if you're on the earth, you're going to go through junk. You know, it's just the way it is. I mean, even, you know, what I was saying before, kind of relating to Jesus' life, because we all know that, you know,
right.
he walked around, he didn't have like a, you know, worry-free life.
Hey,
you know,
he didn't.
I mean, he didn't know where his next meal was going to come, but did it stop him from trying to enlighten people or help people? You know, so don't let that block hold you down, okay?
Okay.
Don't,
okay.
you know, because it's been helping people. It actually helps us, because very often when we have people come to us with their issues, it parallels our own life. Very often I find where I'm tuning into somebody that it's like they came to me at the right time, at the right situation, that I've gone through that or I experienced that, so then I can give them not just the higher consciousness awareness, but I can also give them experience awareness, and so then I can relate, you know.
Right.
And so just allow yourself to be okay with that. What's holding you back isn't your problems; it's your confidence.
Okay.
You know, and your confidence is in the fact that your energy is down. You're feeling so distressed and so, you know, you're like scattered, you know, and you need to just kind of refocus yourself. You can take that one step at a time. But, you know, if you'd like to, you know, get a hold of me, that would be great. And like I say, your life is a little bit, you know, kind of big, you know, so it's difficult for me to kind of just, you know, give you a quick, you know, solution to it. But I hope I've helped you a little bit, but I want you to be aware that you will be talking to them. You will get to know the child. But it is something that we need to, you know, kind of bring in the, you know, as they say, cross the T's and dot the I's on that situation.
Now, is my health going to improve?
Well, your health is going through, in fact, did you go get your heart looked at yet?
Yes, I have. I have a stent put in, yes.
Okay, yeah, because I saw the heart problems there and there. And you're still, you know, your energy is so low.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And make sure, did they put you on any kind of blood thinner?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, I see your blood clotting, which is not good.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, and all those things that I'm saying doesn't stop you from counseling people. You know, it's
right.
just your energy is low. So
it
your
is.
Health will improve. But we have to, again, talk a little bit more specific about that, you know, in the future. But I do feel that your health is going to be an ongoing, you know, thing of awareness of your health.
Okay.
And, you know, and taking care of yourself. And now you're going to have to start moving and trying to get, you know, our body in shape.
Right.
Because I see it's kind of just really burning your body down, too. So, but anyway, by the way, you do need an eye exam because I saw some changes in your eyes.
Okay.
You know, but nothing terrible, just need an eye exam. More
okay.
on the left eye than the right. But anyway, will you take care? And
do, Wendy,
again,
and I will.
All right, well, you take care. Bless you, hon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes when life is that so easy to just give it in a quick answer, it's good to have a 1 hour detailed reading. And if you'd like to, you know, get a detailed reading for yourself, and like I say, detailed, well, you hear what I do on the radio, well, it's a lot more so in person. Go to my website, and that's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, and they'll have all the information in there about what I do, what it costs, where, you know, what happens. And I'm in Novi, my office. If you're not in the local area, I do phone readings, and they're just as accurate here. I'm on the radio doing what I do. Know that a phone reading is just as accurate. The only difference between the two is I can't give you a hug, but I can give you a spiritual hug, and sometimes that's just as wonderful to feel that enfoldment of energy. So if you don't remember wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, you know, you can Google Psychic Wendy Powers. You can also Google Psychic Wendy Nugent for those that are still seeking me after all those years. So let's go to our next person, and let me see. Okay. Hello, is it Carol here? Hello, Carol? I think we don't have her. Carol?
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, I was afraid.
Dr. fell asleep. Yeah, Dr. fell asleep there, you know. And where are you calling from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. So, interesting that you have a psyche yourself, girl. You know, I feel that you've been really struggling with have you been having some issues with just kind of being down? And I'm saying that because I see that your psyche is being, you're trying to get more awareness, but you've been, you know, just been down a lot. And I think it has to do more with money. You know, you've got, again, I'm looking at all these various different things going on with you. So I'm going to ask you what area you want me to go into, because I see a little bit of depression kind of running through it all. And just kind of holding you back. By the way, you are going to make a move. Have you been looking at moving?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, because I see you making a move. But I'm just kind of dialing into your energy a little bit more and see that you've actually been thinking about moving to a completely different area. I don't know if it's out of state, because you've thought about out of state. I just think you're going to move to a different area. And there's going to be a job involved with that, too, because you've been kind of wondering, you know, what do I do, you know, financially. Had you thought about moving down further south? But I didn't know. I feel you're going to stay in Kentucky, but you've been thinking about even going further down, maybe by Georgia or further down south. But I do see you staying in Kentucky. You've been kind of all over the place about where you want to go, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I haven't thought about
or down further by Florida, whatever, but you've been thinking about all kinds of things. Like, you know, you don't have a definitive, okay, I'm moving and I'm moving here. When am I going to do it and how is it? You know, yours is, I don't know. You've just been kind of unsure. And
right.
But I do see that you're going to actually move. Go ahead, hon.
I was thinking of moving by my daughter out in Washington.
State of Washington, okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't see you going there. You know, you're being held back because, you know, you don't want to be a problem. And mom, being around, I don't know. I feel that there's a couple things going on with you that really are, need to be resolved pretty much where you're at. You know, your daughter's going through her own issues. Gosh, you've got one of those energies that it's like your brain wants to go to all your problems and it's held down with depression.
Yeah.
it's the first thing I felt going into your energy. So I'm going to ask you, you know, a specific question because of time, and I don't mean to, but it's like I could spend more time, but you're one of those I have to kind of dig through the layers of unsureness and emotion and depression, and you've been alone for a while. you know, and I just see that you just feel like you're alone, you know, and that's part of the reason, but, you know, and that's why you wanted to go by your daughter. But I do see, though, that you're going to get a job. You know, there's a job coming up. I said I wanted to let you ask the question, and like, the, you know, your stuff coming at me about what's going on with you. But, well, what's your a quick question that I can answer in today's, you know, reading? Because I don't see a movie to your daughter.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, well, I put my husband in a nursing home
That's why the aloneness, because I could feel that, yeah, that makes so much sense. And he's there.
Yeah.
You know,
and,
in Kentucky. That makes sense.
Right now I'm feeling like I want to be around family, you know, not mm-hmm. live with them, but be around them. I have a daughter in Chicago and one in Washington, but Chicago weather is mm-hmm. yuck.
Yeah.
But,
that makes sense. Go ahead.
I've gone into a depression, yes, and I had an emotional breakdown with having to make the decisions about, you know, putting him in a home and everything. Cause
right.
He's like 80% paralyzed. But anyway, that's been our
life. But
that's
why you can't move, you know, away from him. Because even though he's in that state, you know, and he's, you know, it's just that you wouldn't want to be totally, you know, not being able to go see him, you know, or for him. But I did feel that's why you're stuck, and that makes a lot of sense. I do feel, though, that, you know, this depression and this separation and this loneliness, the separation being that he's really not been your husband for a while, and that's why you had to put him in the home. Nothing, you know, it's just that his mind and his body is unfortunately not the man that, you know, is in your life as a companion. You did the right thing, by the way. You chose the right direction. You can't be his nurse, you know, in a situation. It's too difficult. And you did the right thing. It emotionally never feels like the right thing, but you did do the right thing for his soul. And we talked earlier in the show a little bit about why people do certain things or go through certain difficult things in the physical life. And this is a thing that he's learning, you know, and again, not to be trite about it in any way. This is a horrible thing for him to go through. But anyway, you know, I hope it helped you out. I don't feel you moving, but visiting for the winter, go to Washington. I feel that, you know, it would help empower you and your daughter, and she will bring a lot more joy to you during the winter months.
A year from now to move out.
Well, and then you can move a year from now there, and life will change, because I do see some changes taking place with your husband and transcending and so on. So that's a heck of a note to leave you on, and I forgive me for that. But bless you, sweetheart. And, you know, as I say, we're wrapping up with the show. But if you'd like to talk to me more, you know, let's see if we can set something up for that. But anyway,
thank you,
welcome, sweetheart.
Bless you.
All right.
Okay.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's a very difficult note to leave on, but know that we can send energy, and I will, to you and help you through this very difficult time. And thank you so much for listening. This hour went very quickly. And if you would like to tune in next first Saturday of December, I will be tuning in to do mini readings again. We will be, you know, covering various different topics. And again, you can get a one-hour reading with me. You can make an appointment. Go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Learn more about making a one-hour appointment with me. In the meantime, you have a beautiful and blessed November. This is the time of joy and Thanksgiving.